Welcome back, everyone, to Independence Stadium. Coach King's joined us. Coach, a different kind of team, a different kind of ball game than we've been playing a lot lately, but a great battle.
Yeah, I'll tell you, our defense had another great performance, you know, and their offensive line is big and physical, and, you know, they kind of do a lot of what we do. They're going to try to pound at you out of the heavy sets and out of the eye, you know, that's what they do best, and I was proud of the way our defense held up. We gave up some plays early on and you know, kind of got out of position, but when we got figured in what they were trying to attack us doing, I thought they did a great job with it, you know, and heck, if we hadn't turned the ball over down on the first drive, we might have come out here with another shutout, you know, got defense, put them in a bad spot, you know, but offensively, wasn't a bad night, you know. 17 points, I mean, compared to last week, I still think it's a better performance than what we had last week, you know. With the biggest thing was a penalty. You know, on the opening drive, we killed another drive with a penalty, got a hold, and then got one on the sideline that killed another drive. So, I mean, I'm part of that problem too, so it's not throwing any rocks, you know. So, but I thought we did a great job running the football. You know, we mixed in some things, a few little wrinkles here and there, and we had some missed opportunities, you know, and just so close on some passes down the field. We, you know, I don't know what pass interference looks like in Louisiana, but I know in Texas it'd be called every time. So, but it neither here nor there. We had chances, but I'm just super proud of the way our football team played tonight, because I'm going to tell you, that's a really good football team we just beat. And say what you want to say, apples to apples, I mean, that was a 50-50 ball game when we kicked it off, and our football team found a way to win.
Caden Meredith in particular, 22 carries, 185 yards, what I had him with, and he had the 91-yard touchdown run, yeah, which was quite impressive because they had a lot of guys chasing him, and they just couldn't catch him.
Well, we run a little old gut play there, and he did a great job. Jalen Braden folded in, hit the linebacker, and Caden cut it back across the grain and took it to the house. So that was a you know, a little change up we'd had this week, but it was a heck of a job out of him, you know, of seeing a crease and turning on the jets. He was close on a couple more, but he ran the ball well tonight. You know, I thought our offensive line did a pretty good job for the most part. You know, that was probably the biggest and the best defensive line we've seen so far this year. You know, you get down on the field and look at them, and they got some trees out there, grown men. But our kids were getting in their mess, and thought they played well, you know, and just super proud of the effort. And, you know, like I say, we had some missed opportunities where we really could have put this thing away, and we've got to do that.
You were able to control the clock the whole night. You had long drives. Even when you didn't score, you kept the ball a long time, kept it away from them, which was kind of what they were trying to do with their offense, was keep it away from you.
Yeah, you know, we knew we needed to rest our defense. That was going to be important because they were going to try to ground and pound. And, you know, if you're getting worn down, that's when, you know, it gets easy for people. So we did our best to try to let them rest and keep the ball away and move the ball. But, you know, it was a pretty good night for us all in all, but, you know, our defense did a great job of getting stops. And, you know, the big key for us was getting them in a negative play on first or second down and, you know, force them into third and long, and that's not what they like. They like the third and shorts, you know. And so that was key for us. But good win, you know. Different, like I told you, different scheme, different set of problems than what we've seen so far this year. And, you know, and I had some question marks about our team coming in, and we got some of them answered in a good way, because I was a little worried about it with, you know, what we had played so far and some way some people tried to attack us. So it was nice to hold up to that, you know. And it looked a little gloomy there when we kicked it off, and didn't know if we were going to get rain or what, but it finally cleared out of here. It was a good night for football. Wasn't too hot, had a little breeze, and I think we had a decent crowd. I'm sure some of them didn't come because of the forecast, but I thought it was a pretty good crowd. But good showing out of the Lobos again.
We actually, when we first came on the air, the crowd was pretty sparse over there, and we were wondering, were they going to show up? And then we looked up in the second quarter, and it's the same normal crowd that we always see, and they're in there, and they're loud, and they're into the game, and I know that had to help.
Yeah, it sure did. I mean, we had a good showing, and I felt like we would, you know, and I'm sure the weather turned some people away, but, you know, they missed a good football game tonight, and it was nice to come over here and come away with a win. Saw some old friends. I know y'all have had some up here visiting in the press box on the radio and saw some of those guys. And I think I had about four former players or teammates that are on the police force over here working the game. So there's a lot of friends over here that I got to catch up with before the game. Was nice to do.
We did have a special guest, and he's like a rock star. He said everybody knew him when he walked in the gate tonight. And I got to warn you, he did tell a story. He told a watered-down version of it, of the night you guys went to Evangel his first year, and he asked you a little about that play sheet, and you know what I'm talking about. He told the a cleaner version on the air, and then he told the rest of the story after we went to break. So.
Well, I can tell you, we didn't have any points that night on that sheet. Yeah, they were a lot better than us. That was in their heyday, but the worm turned on that deal too.
It did.
Give them Lobos a little time. We got caught up and passed them up. So, yeah, that's true. That's one of those true stories. So, but it was good to see Coach. I'm glad we were able to come out here with a win, and play like we played. So it now it's on to district 11-6A, and we got a big one next week. It's our second home game, and of course we got Rockwall coming to town, who's putting up all kinds of crazy numbers offensively, and they're talented, and they'll present another set of problems, and they do it with different schemes, and they got a crackerjack receiver that he torched us last year, Jackson Smith.
Yeah. So, I'm betting it won't. There'll be points scored in the second half next week. What do you think?
Well, I hope we do. we were our own worst enemy there with penalties and we were driving the ball and finding a way to stall out. But defensively, they answered the call. So it was a great win for us. But I told the kids, we took care of business non-district, and that's behind us. And it really doesn't mean a thing now. What matters next is the next six ball games. And getting in district play, and of course you want to start off with a win. We got Rockwall at home, Rod and them do a great job. They're as well coached as anybody in the country, and they got great players to do it with. So we'll have our hands full, but we'll be at Lobo Stadium, and nice to finally get back home.
Yeah, it will be a different look. You're gonna have to play different defense. You're probably going to see different defense from Rockwall and from everybody else the rest of the way, because nobody's going to line up like West Monroe did tonight that you're going to be playing the rest of the way.
Probably not. There's not many teams left like that, but there are a few, and there are a bunch of them that still win at a high level that do it, and you look at the West Monroes and the Katies of the world, and they're able to line up and do it. They got those kind of kids, and it's just whatever fits your people. And, it hadn't been bad to us either. I mean, sometimes it's fit us with our linemen and our running back. So, next week you won't see two tight ends in a wing, I can promise you that, unless it's on a one-inch line and it's a trick play because they don't ever get in it. But it'll be spread and wide open. So, it'll be a big challenge. But, hey, that's why you play the game. And I'm sure they'll come in fired up.
John, one thing I thought we really did great tonight was when they tried to run the option and pitch and go wide. I mean, our defensive back would come. I mean, that's pretty impressive because you don't see that much anymore. And once we stopped that, they didn't really have much places to go with their offense.
Yeah, I thought we did a good job. They have creased people with a dive. That Pierce kid, number one, he's a good fullback. He pounds it in there. But when they pulled it and pitched it, we were there. What hurt us more than anything was tight end toss to the boundary. We started getting reached and losing leverage, and that hurt us more than the dive. But when he pulled it and pitched it, our secondary was rallying to it and did a good job with it.
A lot of punts tonight on both sides, and we saw a 66-yard punt and a 72-yard punt, and that's not something we've been seeing very often.
Well, their guys going to LSU. He's a pretty good punter, and he can bring rain when he hits it. Now, I'm telling you, it's impressive watching him punt the ball. He's a good punter. So he can flip field position with us. We flipped it one time, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. And did a good job with that. So there were some key plays along the way. But I felt like as far as kicking game, I mean, we, you know, they have lived on block punts and block kicks and big returns. We didn't give any of those up. So, I mean, that was the biggest key for us is, you know, it ain't necessarily trying to find a 65-yard punt, but let's try to, you know, let's get 35, 40 yards field position back and, you know, cover it down there and play. So, they did a good job with that.
That was something we were a little nervous about. We thought they were going to be trying to block the punts, especially in the second half each time.
Yeah. Well, like I say, good win. I'm happy to get out of here with this win and proud of our kids and their efforts all the way through non-district, because it's been tough. It's been a struggle. Found out a lot more about ourselves tonight, and let's build on it, and let's continue to try to improve.
All right. Well, we appreciate you coming up as always, and look forward to seeing you next week.
You
after
bet.
A big game against Rockwall.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Okay, Matt, we're going to come back to you one more time, then we'll come back here and wrap it up. We'll be back with more Lobo football on 106.5 Jack FM after this 2-minute timeout.